The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Discuss the Universe's Music Review Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
What do you think about books at you know, the bookstore, and I've got some in my library too, that outwardly tell you that they've got secrets inside of them, and you're buying them at the bookstore?
Oh, I mean, that's how you know it's a good book. If it's telling you but that there's just secrets in it, that's why you want a book. You want the book for its secrets.
Yeah, but I mean, doesn't that just out this on the surface of it just tell you that it's going to be just not, like, it's not real, because it's not a secret, because it's in a book that you're reach and pick it up.
How else are people going to know that the secrets are in the book, you know?
But how can it be a secret? Doesn't it cease being the secret the minute you put it in the book?
Ah, that's a good point. But no, it's just a slightly...
You can't really have a book of secrets.
You can have a book of secrets, because then a secret can be kept between two people, three people.
But can you write
four people?
Can you write down a secret?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You just never share it with anybody? And no, it still is a written secret?
No. What's the secret line?
Doesn't that become a confession once you write it down? Because anybody can share that information? It doesn't have to be passed on by an actual party. That's why a secret is a secret, is because it's kept between a certain number of people, and if the secret spreads, you know one of those people talked.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you write it down, it becomes a confession, because anybody that reads that piece of paper is, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't know who the papers talk to.
Right, who talked to the papers.
It exists on its own.
Okay, but I suppose I understand, but what's the...
So you can't have a book of secrets.
Yeah, no, you still can have a book of secrets.
I don't think you can.
They're just... You know,
you don't have a trusted party.
They're
anymore.
Just, but
there's
they're
no
not
trusted party.
The trusted party is the kind of person who would pick up a book with the word "secret" on the cover, because you know what? That's the test. That's the initial test.
So I guess that then confidential information would be considered secret information.
Confidential.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That
yeah.
works. That works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I was trying to be overly like complex there.
No, but I see what I understand where you're getting at. Is like, do any of these books actually, like, when they have the word "secret" on the cover?
That sometimes. Do you ever wonder that about your like deepest hobbies and things that you're interested in, that like all of a sudden you're like, don't you think maybe this is all full of shit? Do you ever have that?
Yes, yeah.
I have that. I feel like that's a stumbler. You know, I feel like Kanye, who we talked about a little while ago, like I feel like he doesn't have that moment where he thinks like, oh, maybe this is all full of shit. You know?
Yeah.
But maybe he does. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure he's had it to degrees.
Right. Right.
Not to the point where he's just given up or stopped but I'm sure he's doubted a decision or a choice, or, you know, that's just human.
Yeah,
like I have to imagine that he's done that, but I think it's all about the perseverance through that is really what makes up a person's, you know,
but I'm not talking about art. I'm talking about like interests, you know, like,
but that,
all,
yeah,
you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like you, where you're,
but that's tied with art, because a lot of times you got to,
like, for example, I love Batman. And all of a sudden you realize like, oh, he's kind of like this uber capitalist, like wet dream. You know, and it really is like playing out like this capitalist.
He's like an anarcho-capitalist wet dream.
He is. That's what Batman. That's what Batman is. And that's kind of like the problematic thing about superheroes in general. It's like superheroes are very much like something that flourishes when fascist ideas are on the rise, because they are like these super like society accepted stereotypes that break things down into this good and bad sort of dichotomy, and it's all survived, you know, it's all solved through like this super dramatic violence. And it's a bad, like the last time they were super popular like they are now is when we were headed into World War II, you know. And that's it's interesting.
What in the world are you trying to, what are you talking about right now, Craig?
I'm saying that like the popularity of superheroes is a precursor to authoritarian times.
But how did we get here?
I don't remember.
I am beyond this mind trip is.
See,
has taken me.
That's
me
why
in
we
a...
record it is because then we can just go back and listen.
You're right.
Find out how we.
My
got
question
here.
Will be answered very.
I'm sorry. We're doing a. What are we doing?
You know what we're doing, Craig? We're doing a hit or shit. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Another psych out. It's been hit or shit the whole time. Yep. This is the podcast, the subsect of the IDTU, where we talk about music and we decide whether or not we think something's a hit or shit. And Craig and I have never heard the songs that we listen to before.
No,
you know,
we
record this, we pause it, we listen to the song.
We just cut out some songs. We were talking about what songs we're going to do, and like Spencer's like, I heard that song, and like we didn't do it.
No, if either one of us have heard it,
yeah, it would have been a great song.
I would have loved to listen to it, but yeah. I already knew
lots of listens. You would have loved it too. Everyone would have loved it, but yeah. Spencer heard it, so it's out.
That's right.
We're strict.
No, we're very fucking strict, because if you don't have rules, society just falls apart.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
why fascism might be kind of a good thing, you know, Craig?
Tennis is no fun without a net.
That's true. And neither is suicide.
What?
I don't know. Because of the suicide nets at the Apple headquarters.
Suicide's no fun without a net.
Get it?
Well, suicide's not suicide if you know you have a net.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why it makes it fun.
All right. What are we listening to today, Spencer?
Today, we're listening to The Growlers.
The Growlers?
Yeah.
What do you know about these guys?
I gotta say, not a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah.
I heard one album from them, I believe, and it had a very beachy alternative, like, but then also sad shoegaze, the combination of those.
Have you ever seen the movie The Lost Boys?
I have not.
With all those
with
beach,
Tom Cruise,
those beach,
is Tom Cruise
no,
in
Kiefer
that?
Sutherland's
Kiefer
in there.
Is that a vampire movie?
Yeah, it's beach vampires, and like the those two dudes, the Frog Brothers are in it too.
Frog Brothers, what the fuck?
Yeah, Corey Haim and other guy, Corey Haim and the Coreys.
Oh, the Corey. It's like, yeah. Corey, like Rosenstein or something.
No, I don't remember.
Corey Feldman.
The Coreys are in that, and Kiefer Sutherland, and but it's a bunch of vampires living on Santa Cruz, and these guys would be a band that would play on the beat on the board.
Oh,
for,
I see.
The boardwalk. Yeah.
Yeah,
they're like haunted boardwalk music.
Totally.
Kind of. I saw these guys back about like 5 years ago, maybe six years ago, something. Over on Mississippi Studios.
Oh, you saw him at Mississippi?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a real tiny little show.
I love that venue.
I think pretty close to sold out or whatever. Yeah. I think that the lead singer tried to pick up the girl that I was there with.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, you get snaked by these guys.
I spoke with them a little bit. You know, they were nice guys. I mean, I wasn't like super like with her. I mean, or whatever. It would have been okay. I mean, she was over there talking to him, and I wasn't like super worried about it. I'm old. I want to go home.
Well, there's not much you can do when like the lead singer of the band walks down from after having destroyed a venue and is like now talking to the girl you came with. You're like, well.
No, actually, you know, I came up. Actually, she left with me because I came up. I'm like, hey, I'm going to take off, because they were talking for a while and I was kind of done.
Okay.
I'm like, hey, I'm going to take off. Do you want, you're going to hang out here? Or do you want, you know, whatever, you want to come and leave with me? And she totally left with me.
Oh,
so
well,
that was good.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't know that she, I don't know. She's kind of,
or
she's
kind of, number
she's,
kind
of she's kind of oblivious to like that sort of thing maybe too.
Oh.
Because I said like he was totally like, I was leaving because like he was totally like hitting on you, and like he's the lead singer of a rock, you know, a big rock band.
Just putting the moves
so,
on
like,
you.
Seriously, like if we were at some place and some like big rock goddess was hitting on me, like I would be really disappointed if you didn't let me, you know, seriously. Even if you're like married, I think that that's probably okay.
Yeah, I think even married couples have their like, all right, well, you know. Like the wife is like, well, if Denzel Washington,
not that we
hit,
were even dating or anything like that, but you
no,
like,
no. But I'm saying
like,
that's like the most extent of it.
Like, I'm totally getting out of the picture because like this is like something cool,
right? Like, good
you know
for you.
Saying? Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
So, like, there's not much,
but
she's got to be like,
know
right.
that was going on. I don't think, or something, or whatever, or maybe,
well,
or maybe whatever.
It was just the paranoid man brain. Paranoid man brain.
Anyway, we'll cut all that out.
That cannot be cut out. That's podcasting gold, Craig. That's real. It doesn't get more real than that.
Yeah. So I saw them, but it was a great show. Yeah, they were good. Yeah. They were really good. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It reminded me of the Doors. They got little Doors to them.
They do have a very classic rock kind of vibe about them.
But Doors are kind of carnival music too, with that organ. And all that
that's
nonsense
true.
Going on.
They do have that's always been the one thing I always kind of wish that was another guitar, but it's cool.
Or something. Or just a bass, just a real bass player.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was all the organ pedals.
Yeah.
That organ guy.
We all agree, fuck that organ guy in the Doors. All right. We can all agree on one thing. We can come together as a country.
I mean, he seems like a nice enough guy in the interviews and stuff.
He's
you know,
probably
whatever.
Awful. But he's like, he's probably... No, I don't know. I don't know anything about this guy. I'm sure he's very talented.
Ray Manzarek.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard that. I've heard that name.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. Let's play this song. What's this song called?
So this song is their 2018 single called Who Loves the Scum?
Who Loves the Scum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Question mark. Who loves the scum? Is it you? I bet it's you. Oh, here we go.
We get left high and dry. We never tasted the high life. I jacked our run of sky. Their ears upon the poor crash. And in the background, some payoff will be found. It'll come around. It's gotta come around. It's gonna come around.
What do you think, Spencer? Did you love the scum?
I don't know if I loved the scum.
I found the scum a little problematic too.
Yeah. I mean, it was just kind of there.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't that good to me.
Their music kind of lost like that jangle. It kind of had like, it used to have like a Tom Waitsy sort of jangliness to it.
Yeah.
And that was trying to be like Vampire Weekend or something. And it just didn't seem to like fit. Like,
yeah, the guitar thing really started to irritate
me
after a while.
None of it seemed to fit. Like the solo part or the dun-un, dun-un, dun-un.
That was annoying me.
Dun-un,
yeah.
Dun-un.
I don't know. I mean, I thought it all kind of fit together as far as for what they're going for, but that's just not.
I didn't think it was their song. Like,
yeah,
that should have been, like, the Go-Go's.
It's not what I remember them as, but I realized the album that I heard them on, they released in 2010. So,
but
that was
still
a while
like,
ago.
This is, like, it doesn't, like, I don't know.
That was, like, 8 years ago, and this is, you know, I don't expect them to sound the same.
Oh,
like,
I don't either.
But
I don't either.
I don't know if I
like
the direction,
this
I guess.
Is, yeah, I don't know. It's just real...
I see some of the bands that they say they're kind of connected to or mm-hmm. fans also like on Spotify.
And right.
I like some of these bands like Ty Segall, the OCs.
Is not maybe a judgment of all of their new stuff, but for this song, this did not get there for me. It was too basic.
It was a little just benign, kind of. I like that part in the middle. They went into like that drum break.
Yeah,
you know,
I like the drum break.
That was cool. That was sweet. But yeah, I don't know. It didn't really quite scratch that itch. It felt like it never really took off to me. But it was a like a decent like kind of inoffensive jam, and it's got a lot of distortion. It sounds nice. It sounds pretty. Pretty like expensively bad, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like when people put in a shit ton of money to like making something that sounds really cheap or like recreating that kind of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds like I'm just shitting on it, but I just didn't really.
I guess
really
I see
it.
What you're saying, Spencer, though. that kind of song could be redeemed in the sense that, like, I bet you that would be a fun song if it was dirty and live and they were all just shouting it out. Yeah. And it was just like that rompous sort of thing.
That's what I was trying to picture.
But somebody took that and really produced the hell out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to have like a couple boom mics and just let everybody go wild and have a couple people sitting in the studio and have some background noise and have it be sloppy and dirty and all at once and have the mistakes in it and all that sort of stuff. And this did seem like it was a little bit intentional.
Yeah.
The chaos was intentional.
Yeah.
And you can't make chaos intentional because it stops being chaos.
Mm.
And it comes boring.
Incredibly wise words from Craig Konkin.
Maybe it's true. Maybe it's not.
I think that's pretty true.
So I'm going to give this one a shit.
You're going full shit on it,
I'm
going
to go full shit on it, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm almost like, I usually like them, and I'll usually check them out if I see they have a new album or whatever, a few songs or one or two, and I don't have any desire to go listen to the rest of the album after that one. I don't know.
I give it a shit as well. It's, you know, it has to happen once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, that I guess the kind of sort of lazy rock, like you were saying, where it's like, I don't know what I want to call it, lazy, but they're, you know, where it's just really raw and like maybe the people aren't the best at playing their instruments and stuff. Mm-hmm, like, I know that can be like
a garage.
Garage, yeah. That's cool in its own right. But yeah, when it's overproduced like this, it takes all the edge off.
This is your 10th year as a band that's been touring around the country. Like, you're not a garage rock band anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you're trying too hard to sound that way, then I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Maybe there's something there to that. I don't know.
Maybe they're still in a garage.
So what did you end up giving it?
A shit.
Two shits. We had a shit.
I was really close to an or. I was really close to an or, but then after we started talking about it.
Probably.
It probably would have been fair because, it is fair, I think. I almost want to do an unprecedented changing.
Let's hear the argument. Why?
Well, because I didn't hate it. I didn't dislike it. I just found it to be completely forgettable and benign and like okay while it was happening. Like, I wasn't mad. It wasn't like actively like, I want this to stop, but I was actively like, right. I'm bored.
I'll accept that if you change it to an or. Okay. I just want you to take a moment and think about how you felt when the song went into the guitar solo for the second time rather than ending.
That made me pretty mad. I didn't want to hear that again necessarily. I mean, it didn't make me mad, but I was just like, okay, yay, it's over.
And then it wasn't over.
Oh, yeah, then the guitar solo happened.
The second guitar solo.
Yeah, it was just as shitty as the first one. Yeah, okay.
I mean, you can do what you want. I mean, it's an or, it's a low or, if it's an or.
It's between an or and a shit. You know, I'm sorry for being indecisive, everyone.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're just going to keep making new categories. What's between an or and a shit?
It's a shore. A shore or horror. You can have a horror or a shore.
A horror?
That would be a horror with a hit or hit in an or mixed together.
A whore.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. That's fun.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If that's the rule,
I see your gender normative.
Oh my god, there's no gender normative.
I see your hetero normative.
Shit are not gender specific. I don't think, Spencer.
I think you're dog whistling right now. Okay.
I think randomly naming like things that people do on the internet.
You know, I hear words sometimes. I hear words and I can say those words back to you.
I say those words back to people and I judge whether I've used them correctly by their expression.
And I'm like, all right, either I did or they don't know what it means either.
One of those two. That's pretty good. I'm going to use it again.
I don't think people are very smart, so I'm just going to keep doing it. And you're going to believe me.
It's a good system. And now he's got a podcast.
Now I have a podcast with approximately 10 people who listen to it. No, there's way more than 10.
Yeah, there's probably been 10 people that have listened to it since we've been doing this.
What?
Probably.
No way.
Yeah, I figure there's people listen to it every minute of the day, all the time. Wow. At this point. Yeah.
See, ladies and gents, it's already going to his head.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You see, I'm sitting like I'm a king.
He's sitting like he's a king.
King of the world.
That's just terrible.
I need to go put my robe on.
Yeah, all right. What happened to the robe?
I don't know. I'm giving it a rest for a week.
That's probably smart.
Yeah. All right, Spencer. Well, thanks. That was a. I don't know who picked that one. I guess I picked that one. That was good. That was not a good one, but it was a good one. But it was a good episode.
It was a good episode. I'm glad I checked into the growlers. We stood strong. We did. Yeah. No. And you know,
for what we even with the shits,
I'm still happy.
We judged the shit out of it.
We
did a good job of judging the
and
shit.
And you know,
out of it.
If you're listening to this right now and you want to decide, you want to judge the shit out of this song, you want to decide whether or not it's a hit or shit, you got to go to our podcast playlist. Idiots Discuss the Universe on Spotify. Yeah. We've got a playlist up there of all the hit or shit songs, so you guys can listen, and you can decide whether or not it's a hit or shit. And
listen to the whole thing, and you can tell, decide if we're like full of shit or not.
Which
and
is then, entirely possible.
Yeah, that and is, then get on Instagram and tell us what you think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let us know, and we will get into long, pointless debates with you.
Yeah,
no
we
problem.
Will. We have no. Great. We have nothing better to do.
All right, you guys all take care out there.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.